A Weld County Community Corrections Board Wednesday denied a request for an early prison release for an ex-Loveland police officer convicted of injuring an elderly woman with dementia during a violent arrest. During the 2020 arrest of Karen Gardner, then Officer Austin Hopp broke her arm, separated her shoulder, and sprained her wrist while also not giving her medical attention while he and others joked about her injuries. Hopp so far has served 9 months of his 5-year prison term. According to CBS Colorado, a community corrections representative advocated for Hopp's release, citing that he needed therapy for mental issues, is a prime candidate, and that he could gain employment outside of law enforcement while on work release or at a halfway house. Garner's family attended Wednesday's hearing and expressed dismay and shock that Hopp could receive an early release, especially after taking a plea deal that shortened his possible time in prison. Body camera footage released Wednesday by civil rights attorneys show interactions between an unarmed man who died while members of a Colorado Springs crisis response team handcuffed and held him to the ground. KGNU's Jimmy Sirfas has more.
The crisis response team that went to the home of 63-year-old Kevin Dismang on November 15th included a police officer, paramedic, and a mental health professional. According to the Denver Post, the team responded to a call about a man experiencing a mental health crisis and proceeded to physically restrain him. The El Paso County Coroner's Office ruled Dismang's death a homicide, with the physical restraint contributing to his death. The coroner also determined that Dismang experienced a heart attack while being restrained and had a methamphetamine intoxication, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and other health conditions. Soon after Dismang's death, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office investigated the incident with their 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office, determining that the responders were justified in their use of force and that the office would not file criminal charges. Attorney Harry Daniels told the Denver Post that Dismang's family wants justice, and they hope local authorities will hold the paramedic and police officer accountable for Dismang's death. The Colorado Springs Police Department and Fire Department released a joint statement Wednesday saying that even with all the training and expertise of the community response team, responders cannot control every factor, such as actions, underlying medical conditions, and intoxication of the individual prior to the team's involvement. The Colorado Springs Police Department is facing other excessive force allegations, including one from a 29-year-old black man who says the officers beat him during a 2022 traffic stop, and another one from a teenage girl arrested in 2020. For KGNU, I'm Jimmy Sirfas.
This week, 4 elementary schools within the Poudre School District shut off water fixtures following state-mandated testing for high lead levels in their drinking water. KGNU's Alyssa Palazzo has more.
5 water fixtures at Putnam Elementary School and 2 at both Bennett and Irish Elementary Schools were shut off as of 2 p.m. Wednesday after samples analyzed by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, or CDPHE, found 5 parts per billion of lead in the water. In a press release, the CDPHE said, quote, "It is essential to reduce the risk for children as much as possible. Lead builds up in the body over time, and ongoing exposure, even at low levels, may eventually cause harmful effects." In January, samples from Polaris Expeditionary School, another PSD school, also had worrisome lead levels. Poudre School District Chief Communications Officer Madeline Noblet told the Coloradan that remediation for the lead levels might include, quote, "a replacement of a fixture, installation of some sort of filter or filtration system, or it could be replacing a pipe or portion of pipes in a designated area." A 2022 state law requires nearly all public schools in Colorado to test their drinking water for lead by May this year. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
January data from the Colorado Association of Realtors is showing that the Colorado housing boom has slowed down. While median home pricing in Denver increased close to 3%, in the surrounding 7-county Denver metro region, overall home prices dipped close to 2%. While prices continued to rise in Larimer County close to 7%, compared to last year, they stayed on the market for about 2 weeks longer. Boulder says it will continue its search for a new independent police monitor. KGNU's Benita Lee has more.
The city of Boulder announced Wednesday that the 3 finalist candidates chosen for the independent monitor position did not possess the skills required. The independent police monitor works with Boulder's police oversight panel and the city manager's office to support transparency, accountability, community engagement, and best practices within policing. Boulder created the monitor role in 2020 after a police officer confronted a black Naropa University student as he picked up trash outside his home. The officer, John Smiley, was found in violation of department policies and later resigned. Until the role is filled, Flo Finkel with the Office of Independent Review will be the interim independent police monitor. The role has been vacant since September when independent police monitor Joey Lipari resigned. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
U.S. Representative Joe Neguse announced Wednesday that the town of Silverthorne and the counties of Boulder and Larimer will receive funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law aimed at helping communities create safer roadways, reducing traffic fatalities and serious injuries. The funding is part of the Transportation Department's Safe Streets for All discretionary program. Boulder County's allocation of just under $500,000 will go to the county's Vision Zero Action Plan. Boulder City Council will hold a public hearing this evening on a housing development proposal for the northeast corner of 28th Street and J Road. The plan would create 34 permanent, affordable, and 50 market-rate units of duplexes, triplexes, and townhomes. According to the Boulder Housing Network, the city's planning board gave the project mixed reviews in December because housing and planning staff disagreed over density. The city's housing department staff are urging the developer to maximize the number of affordable units on the site, while planning staff are advocating for lower density to match the housing in nearby rural and single-family subdivisions. The plan is part of Boulder's 2016 middle-income housing strategy, which sought to create middle-income, permanently affordable housing in the area. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be sunny with a high of 33 degrees for Boulder and Denver and a high of 36 degrees for Fort Collins. Wind chill values can go as low as minus 8 degrees. Wind speeds will range from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will be mostly clear with a low of 15 for Boulder and Denver and 12 degrees for Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.